بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده وصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن أبي سعيد سعد بن مالك بن سنان الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن ناسا من الأنصار سألوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأعطاهم، ثم سألوه فأعطاهم حتى نفذ ما عنده، فقال لهم حين أنفق كل شيء بيده: ما يكون عندي من خير فلن أدخره عنكم، ومن يستعفف يعفه الله، ومن يستغني يغنه الله، ومن يتصبر يصبره الله، وما أعطي أحد عطاء خيرا وأوسع من الصبر. متفق عليه. أبو سعيد خدري رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that a group of people from the Ansar came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and they were begging from him. They asked him. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gave them. Again they asked him, again he granted them and gave them, until whatever he had finished. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, once he had spent all that he had with him, that there is nothing that I have with me of good that I would withhold from you. However, the one who will seek chastity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him chastity. The one who will seek independence, Allah will grant him independence. The one who will exert himself in exercising patience, Allah Ta'ala will grant him the quality of patience. And there is no gift or no blessing that is given to anyone that is better and more vast than the quality of sabr and patience. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see first and foremost the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That whatever anyone would ask him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was almost as if the word no or turning one away was not in the vocabulary or in the nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A lot of times we talk of ittiba'i sunnat, following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we speak of ittiba'i sunnat, these qualities are mentioned, for example, using a miswak, practicing on other sunnats. Some people, our idea of sunnat is that have something sweet before you eat, or have something bitter, salty after you eat, etc. However, what the really important sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this one is we don't even endeavor to bring it in our lives, and other we don't even acknowledge or realize what they are. The quality that would automatically instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hearts of people was this quality, the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was unable to tell anyone no or to turn anyone away. Now if you look, analyze our lives with our staff, with poor people, with people that we come into contact with, how many people have that type of attitude of us, or opinion of us, that this is someone I can always approach, this is someone I can ask for help, this is someone who's not going to turn me away. We are very quick to condemn people, that this one is a beggar, that one is just pretending, this one is pulling on a job, etc. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people that came and asked for assistance, eventually he advised them, but first he gave them whatever he had. Hatta nafida ma indahu, everything was finished. He had given them whatever he had. And he even went on to say that I would never withhold anything from you. Whatever I have, I will spend it upon people. So this is a great quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that of generosity, which it is very, very important that we need to endeavor to bring this quality of generosity in our lives. Be kind to people. Spend upon people. This is Allah's sunnah, anfiq yunfaq alayhi. Spend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spend upon you. Secondly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he had finished everything, he thereafter advises these people. And we find that in this hadith, there are three very, very admirable qualities which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised upon. And he said that the more you will endeavor to bring this in your life, the more Allah ta'ala will grant it to you. What are these three qualities? The first is iffat. This word iffat literally translates to be chastity. But in the context of this hadith, the actual meaning is not chastity, the actual meaning is contentment. That we should strive to be content with that which Allah has given us. Secondly is independence. And the third is sabr and patience. We find that these three qualities are interconnected. That if a person is content with his lot, then it becomes easier for him to be patient. Many of us, we incur unnecessary debt. We get ourselves into problem because we don't have contentment. We are not happy and satisfied with the lot, with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَىٰ غِنَى النَّفْسِ. He said, being a wealthy man is not to have a lot of possessions. To own a lot of things is not wealth. What is wealth? He said, غِنَى النَّفْسِ, it is the independence of the heart. That is, we be content with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We don't, it is said Allah Ta'ala has put every human being on equal footing with his fellow human being. Every human being is on equal footing with his fellow human being. Until one day. What day? The day you stretch your hand out to the next human being. The day you ask him for something, what you've done, you've elevated him and you've demeaned and you've lowered yourself. Till that day you are equal. So what Islam teaches us, ask from Allah, don't ask from the next person. Don't stretch your hand out to the next person. Allah Ta'ala praises some people in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفُ تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ لَا يَسَلُونَ النَّاسَ إِلْحَافًا. That Allah, in this verse of the Quran also, the word, we find the word ta'affuf, which comes from iffat, which means, in this context also, it means to be independent or to be content. Allah Ta'ala says, these people are such that they are in need, they are in a problem, but they do not stretch their hand out to anyone. Not even don't stretch their hand out, sometimes the person doesn't actually literally beg or ask people for help, but he makes his appearance such as someone who needs help. This also is discouraged. That at all times, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us, try and be independent, Allah will give you independence. What does it mean? Allah will solve your problem from avenues which you couldn't even imagine. Adopt independence and place your dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the pinnacle, the height, the actual objective, the last thing which is mentioned, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the more you will be patient, the more Allah will give you sabr. The more Allah will give you that himmat. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is nothing more valuable and more precious that a person can be given than sabr and patience. That is to rely and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accept whatever decision Allah ta'ala, whatever decision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us. Allah give us tawfiq.